Zechanishmas Avimori Yaakov and Yisrael Pechas and Zechanishmas Daniel Shainavas Yeshua followed. Okay, good morning everyone. I don't know what the proper greeting is to have a happy Tu B'Shvat, a fruitful Tu B'Shvat, I guess. Maybe that's a good way of greeting the Olam. Okay. So yesterday we were discussing the question whether if you hold like the Gaonim and you made Kiddush and Shul and your whole family was there, is there any necessity to make Kiddush again at home? So the Sefer Machane Chaim, the Chaim Sofer, page 12 and page 13, the Machane Chaim tells a story that the Chasam Sofer did not. The Chasam Sofer did not make Kiddush at lunch. In other words, if he would have Kiddush earlier in the morning, after he davened, he'd have Kiddush, and he wouldn't make another Kiddush at lunch. And he was staying in an inn once, and a person who was there in that inn noticed this, and was speaking in a negative vein regarding the Chasam Sofer, that look at the Chasam Sofer, he doesn't make Kiddush, he's not acting right, da da da. And the Chasam Sofer took that as a mussar, that even though he thought that's the right halacha, but maybe if that's not the minhag, one shouldn't do this. So that was the way the story is brought down in the Machane Chaim, which is the, okay?
Yeah.
But there is another sefer called the Toras Chaim. What's the connection between the Machane Chaim and the Toras Chaim? He's the son of the Machane Chaim. Look on page 14. Is Rav Yaakov Shalom Sofer, Bno Shel Rav Agon Rav Chaim Sofer, Bal Shut Machane Chaim. He's the son. And the Sefer Toras Chaim is a parish on the Shulchan Aruch. There's a parish on the Shulchan Aruch called the Toras Chaim. And he is the son of the Machane Chaim. Now, why did I use Otzer HaChochma if we have the Sefer in the library? Why would I do such a thing? So what's the answer? The answer is because the Sefer Toras Chaim in the library is so high that if you want to try to Xerox the page, you won't be able to Xerox in one shot. But if you do it from the Otzer HaChochma, then it's already reduced. So that's why. So it's interesting. The Toras Chaim says here on page 15. Adoni Avi Mar Rabbi Nahag B'chol Suda Shabbos Hagam Shekvar Osa Kiddush B'Shachres Afal Pikei B'Suda Tzarayim Be'achon Machila Layayim. So he's saying over from his father, the Machane Chaim, his father would always make Kiddush again. His father would make, in other words, even though he was Yotze with the first Kiddush, but say they had a Kiddush in Shul, and everyone was there, and they made Kiddush, but he would come home, have the meal, he'd make Kiddush again. That's what I do. Now, this is not the practice of the Chasam Sofer, right? Because the Chasam Sofer, we said yesterday, didn't make a second Kiddush. So that's what he says. He quotes his father. The Toras Chaim is the son of the Machane Chaim. Now, look what he says on page 15. He says, "Adoni Mori v'Rabbi Zal, no b'chols uda Shabbos. Agam shekvar osa kiddush b'shachris. Avo pikein besuda sarai berach chodem achil alayayim. Chayin nogim levarach besuda shlishis. Od nog afilu ayam." Because right, people follow the Rambam Shita that you have a cup of wine at every meal. Whereas even if there was no Zimun, he would always make a bracha on the kos. V'gam b'yam ha-kippur tibtza ha-chesh b'mchuvan da-yesh nosaf tefila echad v'im eina rotza l'kayim b'motzai Shabbos sudas b'motzai Shabbos ha-yivarach ala b'gadim b'shabbos ha-yivarach. So that's what he says from his father. However, there are different versions of what the Chasam Sofer really did.
So this is the son of the
Chasam Sofer? No, this is the son of the Machane Chaim. I tell you, Machane Chaim is a very Chashuv Sefer. Yeah, very Chashuv Sefer. But if you take a look here on page 16 and 17, the Sefer Be'er Sarim of Avram Schlesinger. He was in Geneva, right? You know, if they ask Tzvi Aroni from the library, he's familiar with Geneva. So he quotes here, he quotes it from from Sternbach. He says, on page 17, then we'll see Rav Sternbach. He says, Chosni Harav Agoin, Chaim Friedman, Herani Misefer Tshuvas V'Hanogos, Shehevi Minog Agro V'Chasam Sofer, Lachzor L'Kadesh Al Pas. So it seems that there's a different version of what the Chasam Sofer did. He looked further down, and I found it. I put it in a different packet, the Chut HaMeshulash. Chut HaMeshulash is about three people. It's a biography of three people. Chasam Sofer, Ksav Sofer, and Rebbe Givager. But the different version, until I found it, I can't tell you how much I worked to find it. I think that's why I didn't put it in this packet, because I couldn't find it when I was making this packet. In the Chut HaMeshulash, in Omud Kuf Chav Gimel, he says, Derech Zekeni, my grandfather, Chasam Sofer, Hayalasos Kiddush Bepas Shachris, Uvesudas Hatzarai Berech Al Kos Yayin. He did it again. And that's the opposite of the story that's told in the Machane Chaim.
Rabbi, is it possible that after the story, he took the Musar and changed his Minog?
Oh. So he's saying that maybe that was after the story. It was just like he said, I accept the Musar. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe it was, maybe it's like what you said, Daniel. And Rav Sternbach quotes it here. From the Chut HaMeshulash here on page 20, where the arrow is. Chut HaMeshulash hevi minag agon ha-kodesh bal chasam sofer shekidesh pamayim. Kidesh pamayim. So I'm very into that. Like, whenever we'll make kiddush, and we'll have... wherever we come home to have lunch, we'll make Kiddush again. of Shabbos day. I'm talking. Because, you know, you have different shitas. Not everyone holds that. Some hold you need bread, and you have nothing to lose. You know, the only thing I have to lose is that if I make two kiddushes, sometimes what happens is, you know, you get a little drowsy. You know. So, and what we do now, I daven an early, an 8 o'clock minyan now on Shabbos morning. So I come home, it's 10:30. So then I make kiddush, and I have some crackers and some herring. Okay, so I've got a little seltzer. I have herring too, so this way I don't have a suffix whether to break a bracha on the seltzer, because once you make a bar pi hagafen, that patters the shahakal of the seltzer. But it depends on the question, how much do you have to drink to patter? So, but it only patters liquids, like the seltzer, but it doesn't patter the herring, the fish. So I try to take a little herring, a bissel herring. I told you, last Shabbos, we ate for the food from the cafeteria, and I didn't have fish the whole Shabbos. So then I didn't need to have fish, right, on Shabbos. But most of the dog in the whole matami. So at Malava Malka, I had some herring. I figured at the Malava Malka, have some herring, it'll be good. So I took some herring. You okay?
Rabbi, when you make that first kiddush, you know some people when they make that first kiddush, like just after shul, they don't see the full mishamru.
Yeah, so we're going to see that right here. Oh, take a look at page 20. Yair Nola, page 20. Bottom left. Take a look. Ayin b'chelik b'eish evesi shab grach Reb Chaim Brisker dikta lo lo mar shum sukim lufnei kiddush hayom. He's medaktek not to say v'shamra. Just say bar pi hagafen. I think Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik also, right? Well, he learned it from his grandfather, I guess. Lo lo mar shum sukim lufnei kiddush hayom rak bar pi hagafen levad. Why? V'z bar mishim omer psukim, page 21. So people will think that those people, there are people in the world that think that the Shomru is Kiddush, which is obviously not true. People think the real Kiddush is the Shomru, but Bar Gavin is just to be able to drink. The Emesh of Bar Gavin Gufa Levad HaKiddush. He made him have a Letzeis Bodavka, Chosholo. And if you're not having kavanah for that, then you're missing out the whole kiddush hayom. Miu nahakti lomer savri in bar paragraph levad kanal. I entos this shabzak kovim atzmi kovim alti. Chayin b'chini alatzim zel batim ozen l'shmo ha-kiddush. So no one should think. So Reb Chaim Dafka left it out. So no one should think that have erroneous kavanah. That really v'shamru is the kiddush and then this. And bar paragraph, and then they won't have kavanah.
Is that Friday night also? The Kiddush is just
Bar Pi Hagafen? No, absolutely not. Friday night, the Ikir Kiddush is Asher Kishon Mitzvos of Israel, Shabbos Kodesh Bav Haratzon until B'Kaddish HaShabbos.
And the Yom HaShishi is...
The Yom HaShishi, that's the Pesukim, that's not really real. Kiddush is the Bracha, Asher Kishon Mitzvos of Haratzon, Shabbos Kodesh Bav
Haratzon. So does the Karach... Would the Grach not say Yom HaShishi also for the same reason, so people don't think that that's the Kiddush?
I don't know. I think he was just afraid by Shabbos day that people are going to make that mistake. I don't think he would think that, because the night Kiddush has a bracha to it. The Baruch Atah Hashem Shekhar Shor Nesusav Tzorav 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 Tzorav. So no one's going to make a mistake. But that's really the Kiddush. The question is over there is another. Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing in the day, if you're going to make another Kiddush, maybe you should drink like wine in the meal also. Have to wanted to drink wine in the meal. Because then the Birkas HaMazon will for sure take care of what you drank before, of the Kiddush wine.
Yeah.
It'll cover it.
Yeah. So, and Rav Harfenis here on page 23 and 24, The first shuv he has on page 23 is about the fish that we did yesterday. And then he has a thing. Is there an Indian to... to make another Kiddush at home? So I told you, I make a Kiddush when I come home 10:30, and then we have a little, you know, and then I make another Kiddush before the meal. That's what I do on Shabbos these days. I come home 10:30, make a Kiddush, have some crackers, have some herring, and then later on when we have the meal, we'll make another Kiddush and then make chametz. And then Harford has another tshuva here about whether to repeat or not, and then he quotes on page 24 on the left side, Miyu Hamaisa Yadua She'ira B'Chasim Sofer. So he quotes on the Chasim Sofer about the, and he tells the story from the Shut Machane Chaim. And then he quotes the Torah Chaim in the bottom, that he quotes his father that he would repeat. And then he quotes others that say like that. And then he... But he writes here, Ke'ez nitfas the Sefer Alei Lo Yibol. You know the Sefer Alei Lo Yibol? From Shtepansky. It's on Haggis from the from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So he says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't make a second Kiddush. This we have in Mor Shakolo. In Mor Shakolo after davening Shabbos morning, so they have breakfast, so we make a Kiddush. But then we have a Chumash here, there's like a Hafsaka for an hour and a half or so. And then they don't make another Kiddush there. Rabbi Cohen doesn't make the first Kiddush. So he makes his first Kiddush at the meal.
Oh, because he holds it there. Why?
1 second. And what about the Satmar Rebbe? What did he do? Page 25. On the left side. Shamati nami mishmei damarami satmar. Shayadaka b'kodesh. Because God lost us close molech. Shal yayit sorach v'emtza suda. They lochash the shita sarabam. He would have schnapps in the middle of the suda. Klinag b'kosher gam suda shlishi. In other words, he would always have something to drink at the suda. But
the Rambam says wine, though.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rebbe says wine. Paka.
Yes, that goes together with the Suda, no? I mean, schnapps and Suda also go together.
Yeah, maybe.
Like by Suda's Purim, you drink wine as part of the Suda.
And then Shalosh Shuddas. But I don't know, would he make it again? I thought I saw that they quote him saying that he didn't make a second Kiddush. So if he just was somewhere on the going. Did he quote that here? But I don't see it now, but I thought that time when I read him saying that he would make one Kiddush. But he still wanted to be Yotze the Rambam. So then he would, in the middle of the meal, he would take a kos. But Rav Harari's timing, but the Chorish is because of Shol Yayin, he was taking a kos of Shnaps. Okay, so I don't know. What do you say about that, Rav Harari?
Yeah, I think yayin goes together with the suda more than shnat. I mean, so yayin, the pasuk of Mishlei says yayin yisama. No, it's a, it gives a certain.
Well, some people have schnapps after the fish, right? Between the fish and the meat, they have schnapps.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they'll have schnapps there, yeah, to be a mild deal or something.
Yeah. Okay, so we've completed packet your tests. So Be'ez Hashem, on Monday, we'll Be'ez Hashem continue with packet Chaf. And on Sunday, we'll continue Chasidus for Kablanos. Last Sunday, we talked about building shul on Shabbos, right? Can you build a shul on Shabbos? So we're in the middle of that packet. Now we'll take a couple of minute break, and then we'll have Parsha Shir.
Yosemite, doesn't the Gemara say yes?